This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 55 Joe. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. The only way we can fix this stuff is you got to be part of the solution. Okay? I mean, I would love to do... There's so much more I'd love to do, but I can't. I don't have the time. I don't have the mental ability, if you would. It's just crazy. Got something to say? 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. What's going on across the country with some of the stuff that they're doing to our kids? Just nuts. You know, and look, let's go to Steve in Florida. Steve, you're on with Joe Messina.
Hi, Joe. Thank you for taking my call. I'm sure you recall I've spoken to you before in the past.
How are we doing?
I'm doing okay. I'm not doing too badly. I see you're wearing your Thin Blue Line t-shirt. Appreciate it. I am, of course, a law enforcement officer in LEO out here in Florida. I've spoken to you about law enforcement issues before. Obviously, not the greatest time for us right now, Joe. We're kind of getting painted in a negative way simply because we failed to go in and save those kids, and we allowed them to be murdered because we decided not to go in. Now everyone's talking nonsense.
Yeah, I'm hearing all kinds of versions of the story of the day. Not just that they didn't decide to go in, but some did go in, and that's why I kind of sit back. You know, hear me report a lot on it because I want to get the facts straight before I start.
I have noticed
out misinformation.
That. I appreciate that. I appreciate that, Joe, because the facts don't look very good for us as police officers. Definitely, it certainly appears as if they not only allowed him to go into the school, but then they sat outside of the classroom, 17 of them, for 1 hour. Basically, this person was allowed to kill other people and children bled out because they were too afraid to go in. But I appreciate you not reporting any of that, because if you report that to your audience, then that might cause them to think negatively about the police. So it's best to just ignore that happens when something like this happens with the police. I do appreciate that.
Well, I'm waiting for more. I'm waiting for more facts. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah. We got to wait for more facts from the police and let them tell their side of the story, right? Because they did say that the teacher left the door open. I guess that was refuted by video evidence. So that was their one sort of saving grace. But I appreciate, Joe, you keep waiting for those facts to come in and just keep wearing your Thin Blue Line shirts and just never accepting the reality of what's actually happening in the world and just keep sort of blindly.
I can tell you're a cop by the way you're responding. I really the words you say.
Oh, is that so? Oh, really?
Yeah, I love these people. You know, he's now making fun of that position. I will wear my Thin Blue Line because, like many other professions, yeah, there's bad cops out there. There's bad teachers out there. There's bad people out there. There's bad baristas out there. All right? And yeah, I'm not going to jump over. I've got family members that are cops. I've got friends that are cops. I've seen the cops run towards stuff, not away from stuff. Yeah, he's called before and went off on the police and the whole nine yards. But the bottom line with it is, for the most part, the majority of those guys, they come running towards the problem. They go running towards the problem. They get in the way of bullets. They get in the way of the bad guy to protect you. I've seen it done. I'm not on TV. I've seen it done locally in my community. As a trustee member for a school board, I've seen what those guys do when the crap hits the fan. So, you know, you want to get on the case? You want to talk about it? I mean, the door has been refuted. Now, actually, it hasn't. When it comes to whether they stood outside or not, I'm sorry, that's been refuted too. And not by the police. So again, no. The reason I haven't been beating my brains out with this is because, I'm sorry, the stories are still all over the place. And depending on how you report and who's listening and who trusts you, I don't need people starting to be terrible towards the police. Look, I don't put my personal business out there, but I'll tell you, a couple of weeks ago, it was National Police Appreciation Week. And I got together with another friend of mine, and not because I'm special, and not because I don't know what to do, or I'm trying to pander, or whatever, but I got tired of hearing of these guys being beat up in my local police department. They're great guys. I don't know them all. I know the ones that I see at the schools. I know the ones I see around town. I even know the ones that have written me speeding tickets in the past. Professional. Good people. So we brought them a whole bunch of food for them to enjoy their lunch. And we let them know, hey, look, I'm not going to get all gooey on you guys. You know, we love you. We care about you. We want you to be safe. We want you to go home to your families at night. All right? And this is, I know this is only lunch and it's just whatever. But I want you guys to know that we're thinking about you. And we care about you. And it wouldn't hurt you to do the same thing. Some of you people who live in areas where you have small towns or what have you, maybe you don't have a lot of money. Do some baking. I don't know. Do something. Raise a few bucks. You know, bring them lunch. It could be done. And I don't care what you think about the police as a whole. The majority of them are good people. And they care about your community. Just like teachers. The majority of them are good people. Joe Messina, your host. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, This is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate before going into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Joe Messina, host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5556. We get involved, get engaged. Just be part of the solution. Okay? So, if you listen to the last caller, and I'm sure he still listens, I don't know why you listen to shows that you don't like that make you crazy. You're not making a point. So, he called a few years back. And tried to come on. I think he said he was an Idaho police officer. I don't know which. But can you imagine having so much hatred for the police department? And yeah, take a listen. This is him from a few years back, that last caller. And I got to believe this is what the left does.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now.
Otherwise, it's a clip from my show a few years back.
Real facts.
When this guy joined me, so just
accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil to come to Miami, clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is to take lessons.
You're despicable.
You're done a session of sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-556. They really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. Look, get involved. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. There's so much going out there. So much that you can actually get involved with, which you should get involved with. You should have a clue. And you need to have conversation to understand. Dr. Gerard Lomero will join us after the first break. And I think if you guys, I love having him on the show. I love what he has to say. And I appreciate him so much. Let's go to the phone. Steve from Idaho joins me. Steve, thanks for calling. Appreciate it. All right. Maybe if I hit the right button, you'd be there. Steve,
that's
thanks
okay.
for calling.
I don't. That's fine, Joe. No problem. We all make mistakes. Thank you for taking my call, sir. I appreciate it. I don't know if you were briefed exactly on what my situation is, but I am law enforcement here in Idaho. I am a police officer, and I just wanted to call in about that, sir.
Well, listen, God bless you, and I mean that sincerely. I come from a family of Boston police officers, and I know what you guys go through, and I can't even imagine what you're putting up with these days.
Yeah,
but
can.
I want you to know that
you can.
We
right.
support you.
That's right, because you can't. You're a civilian, so you can't, so you shouldn't try to. I appreciate you trying to, but what we do is absolutely something that cannot be quantified by a civilian. And the people that are coming after us and saying, oh, all police are bad, all police are bad. Well, does that mean that I am bad? Does that mean that I am bad? Am I not supposed to do my job, Joe? I'm just watching on the screen. You look like you're kind of smirking at me. Do you have some kind of problem?
No, I mean, and you need to relax. I just told you how much I supported you guys, okay?
I need to relax. I'm a police officer. I am a boy in blue. I don't relax. You relax.
Okay.
I don't relax. You relax.
This is not helping your cause. You're
I'm
talking to me.
I'm
here supporting you, and you're talking to me. And what I'm telling you
people
is
are
I...
are not supporting us, Joe. They're out here, and they're giving us this and that and saying all the
I'm not out there giving you that. I'm trying to help you. I'm not out there giving you this stuff.
Okay,
right?
Joe, I just called in to give a different idea to show people that us police officers are normal people. We are out here trying our best. Yeah,
yep.
That's right. You better agree. You better agree.
Okay. I don't believe that guy was an Idaho cop. I don't believe for a second. I know so many police officers that wouldn't be yelling and screaming like that. I believe that was a fake call. Okay? Because nobody, absolutely none of the police officers I know would go from zero to yelling like that. None. Now, usually if a police officer would call the show, it would probably be to tell me about a situation he was in or, you know, maybe a positive situation that they had. I don't know anybody else like that. If he's a police officer for real and somebody knows who he was, you need to call a sergeant and let him know that the guy can't control himself. And you old-timers that have been listening to the show forever, you know how much I respect and appreciate the police officers. So it's too bad that call didn't turn out to be what I thought it was going to be. I was hoping that he would give us some kind of positive information. He would, you know, and I believe to a degree that people do stuff like this to make the other ones look bad. I said it then, I'll say it now. Don't believe he was a police officer. Okay? Even when he just called. Don't believe. Now, I don't think he said he was a police officer this time. But again, in all reality, This is the stuff that makes them look bad. I think it's part of what happened on January 6th, personally. I think there were a lot of people there that had MAGA hats on, Trump flags, that couldn't stand Trump, could care less about Trump. Yeah, I do believe that. Just because they wear the cap, just because they know the verbiage, doesn't mean that they are. Right? 855 Real Show, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Right? Most of the law enforcement guys I know in my family, friends, and so forth, they don't act like that. They don't speak like that. So I'm not allowing anybody to come on the show and try to get away with that garbage, because that's what it is, garbage. Until you've jumped in front of a bullet for somebody else, until you're willing to do that, until you're willing to leave your family at home and fight for my freedom, fight to keep me safe, I'm not interested in what you have to say about the police department. Now, are there times, are there bad cops? Yes, there is. Just like there is, as I always say, just like there is in any profession. Do I wish they'd be quicker to, I won't say to turn each other in, because I don't mean it that way, but to make sure that the bad ones are weeded out? Yeah. Yeah, you shouldn't be afraid to do that. There shouldn't be anything stopping you from doing that. But for the most part, these guys have families. They love the communities they live in. And they want to go home at night. They want to go home when their shift is over. You know what I'm saying? Again, Joe Mazzino, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I talked about The View earlier, how crazy they are. We'll talk more about that on the side of the break. Really, don't go far. You're listening to the Joe Mazzino Show here on the GCN Network.
Have Medicare, and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
U.S. President Joe Biden announced on Wednesday a new $700 million weapons package for Ukraine. The Pentagon's top policy advisor, Colin Cole, detailed the plan.
5 counterartillery radars, 2 air surveillance radars, 1,000 additional javelins and 50 command launch units, 6,000 anti-armor weapons, 15,000 155-millimeter artillery rounds, 4 Mi-17 helicopters, 15 tactical vehicles, and spare parts and equipment.
This is the 11th aid package the U.S. has sent to Ukraine. At least 5 people are dead, including a gunman, after a shooting at a medical building in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Tulsa police officials say the shooting happened near the St. Francis Hospital. Police have not identified the victims or the shooter. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. Trouble Season Host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 with Joe. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Right? But not to get informed. I forgot that part. Not to get informed. Right? Just that simple. Speak with knowledge. 855-REAL-JOEY. 855-732-5563. Okay. I mean, don't you just love how this administration is so out of touch? I don't mean kind of, sort of. Out of touch. So the U.S. is now raising the pride flag at the embassy to the Holy See, at the Roman Catholic. I mean, Roman Catholic, well, just not Roman Catholic, Christian, mainstream Christians teach that their moral teaching says that homosexual acts are a grave travesty. And yet the U.S. is going to go in the face, you know, of the Pope, in the face of Catholicism, and raise a pride flag. Isn't that great? That's because we know better than them. The official social media account for the U.S. Embassy to the Holy See boasted of their celebration of Pride Month on Wednesday, posting a photo of the rainbow banner adorning their historic office and building in Rome. The Rise of Pride banner and a notable decision due to the Catholic Church's historic disapproval. It's not historic disapproval. It's scriptural. I mean, look, we're back at this again. Why don't you raise that flag in the Muslim countries? Go raise that flag, right, where it's predominantly Muslim, where the government is Muslim, and here's to Islam. Go do that. Let me watch you do that. Then you show me that you're real. Right now you're not real. You're just playing a game. To stick it in the face of Catholics and the Pope. Today is the start of Pride Month. The United States promotes the equality and human dignity of all people, including the LGBTQIA+ community. Now, here's the thing.
the Roman Catholic Church, mainstream Christianity, would not disagree with that. Christians agree that human dignity is to be given to all. That, you know, love, I won't say understanding, we'll say. Right? It has to be given to all. Humans need to be treated with dignity. But see, they make it look like because you disagree with them, or your scripture disagrees with their lifestyle, that it's all wrong and bad. Now, according to the moral teaching of the Roman Catholic Church, same-sex attraction itself is not a sin. And that all human beings are deserving of dignity, regardless of race, creed, gender, or sexual orientation. However, the act of sodomy and other homosexual acts are considered a grave travesty. And the church maintains that under no circumstances can they be approved. Right. They're part of their scripture, not just theirs. Every mainstream Christian church / denomination, a word I hate. Homosexual persons are called to chastity. That's according to the Catechism of the Catholic Church. By the virtues of self-mastery that teach them inner freedom, at times by the support of a disinterested friendship, by prayer and sacramental grace, they can and should gradually resolve and resolutely approach Christian perfection. Now, the Catechism is a universal summary and explanation of the Catholic teachings. It's meant to be the final reference point for established Catholic doctrine. Not everybody can understand, read, or know what it is to read in the Bible. Pride Month is a time, an opportunity to honor the history of the LGBTQ+ community and their fight for equality. That's according to U.S. Trade Representative Ambassador Catherine Tai. 53 years after Stonewall, we still have not fully realized a world free of violence and prejudice against the LGBTQ people. You know what? We still have not fully realized a world free of violence against whites, against Christians, against Jews. Should I go on? They make it sound, or she makes it sound, like this is a highly unique experience. It's not. Right? I mean, don't we always hear about the Asian violence? We go down a whole list of violence we hear about happening in this country and around the world. But yet the only one that really, really gets any headway is one against the LGBTQ community. Why? President Biden, the entire Biden-Harris administration, are committed to ending discrimination, hate, and bigotry against our fellow citizens. Do they mean all of them? No, really. White Christians? All of them, or just a certain few? Or just a select few? Really? Is there hate, bigotry, and against our fellow citizens, racist discrimination? Of course there is. I've always said this. I believe it. I believe it be true. The Bible says it's true. As long as you have a heartbeat, people with a heartbeat, human beings with a heartbeat, you will have hate. You will have evil. You are not going to turn everybody. Those people need to be given no place, no positions of authority, if you would. The White House went on to say it is why on his first day in office, President Biden signed an executive order to advance equity in policy to prohibit discrimination to federal workforce on the basis of gender identity. The Holy See is a distinct sovereign entity, separate but related to both the papacy and the Vatican City. The Holy See is the worldwide jurisdiction of the Pope. It makes up both the city-state of Vatican City and the Pontiff's authority. Now, the U.S. has maintained diplomatic relations with the Holy See since the presidency of George Washington. Think about that one. All the way back to then. Now, the embassy's decision to fly the Pride flag is only the latest in the growing cultural clash between the Roman Catholic Church in America and the U.S. civil government. See, they already, to a degree, are attacking Christians across the country. They already are assaulting us in many ways. And yet, I love this.
And yet it doesn't matter as long as they're doing it for the right cause, or what they perceive to be the right cause, correct? Last month, San Francisco Archbishop Salvador Corleone, he announced Pelosi was barred from receiving communion because of her stance on abortion. The church clearly teaches scripture for all Christians, and I believe Jews too. I'm not sure. I won't say that for sure. But scripture for Christians clearly states that abortion is a grave evil. And see, it's not that they're just allowing it, they're advocating for it. That the public advocacy for and support of and spending, I mean, just do all these things to push abortion around the globe. Right? They, again, come out and say, the Pope, the Church, come out and say, hey, this is, again, a grave sin, a grave evil. You can't be pushing evil, whether you're in government or not. You know? And again, so let me see. Do the lefties, do they want people to interpret Scripture differently? Do they want the Pope to make it okay when it's not the Pope's Scripture to begin with? Now, what Archbishop Corleone was actually an act of pastoral love and care for the speaker and for all those entrusted who might have been led astray by her public support for the evil of abortion. That's why what the Archbishop did was right. Now, Pope Francis last year said he's never refused the Eucharist to anyone. He called a communion a gift, not a prize for the perfect. Matter of fact, if you read the scriptures around communion, what it's supposed to be about, it's a moment of self-reflection. Right? You're supposed to cleanse yourself before this, if you would. You're supposed to, if your brother has aught against you, you need to go ahead and ask for forgiveness. Right? You need to think about things you've done to other people and ask for forgiveness for those things. It's not a nilly-willy thing. It's very serious. He also condemned abortion in the same interview the Pope did, explaining that whoever has an abortion kills. Period. Can't change it. What Scripture says. So I'm seeing your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. Come see your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732 again, 5563. Thanks for being with me, that being part of the solution. You know, seriously. And the way you do that, again, you get informed. You get engaged. You find out what's going on around you. God, I got so many stories I want to get to. And I know I'm not going to get to them all. But boy, am I going to try. Seriously. Anyway, I always appreciate the time that you're spending with me. You know, the irritant here for me, in a particular story with the Pope and Scripture, is how you have people like Whoopi Goldberg, who some still think she's a genius of some kind. I don't know why. But they're sitting there listening to her saying that the Archbishop has no business telling somebody whether they can receive communion or not. So basically what she's saying is she has no clue as to why people go to church. None whatsoever. She really doesn't. Let's be honest about it. You go there to be fed God's Word, to understand God's Word, to understand what Scripture says about living your life. You don't go there to feel good, or you don't go find a church that fits what you believe to be true.
You know what I mean by that, right? This is kind of what we've raised with our young people, some of you parents out there. You didn't like the way you were disciplined. So what? You don't discipline? You heard that from the sheriff of Florida. The parents are afraid to discipline their kids because they're afraid Child Protective Services is going to step in no matter what they do. Many of you allowed these kids to go off the deep end, not because you were afraid, but because you didn't like the way you were treated as a child. You didn't like the way you were disciplined as a child. So what are you, a piece of crap today? You a bad person? Yeah, your parents helped you with that. That way you were disciplined that you can't stand? You know what I'm saying? I mean, seriously. You turned out to be okay, apparently. I hope, I think. And yet you're not going to do the same thing for your child because why? You didn't like it. You didn't like how quick your mom or your dad snapped at you. You didn't like the punishments they doled out. You thought that they were too harsh as a child. You stuck out of the house and they grounded you for a month. And put a camera near your room so they can see you leave. That was terrible. No, actually it wasn't. The goal of a parent is to protect you. Teach you and protect you. When you get old enough to figure it out, then you go out on your own. But you're not old enough to figure it out at 13, 14, 15. California panel is set to release a report calling for comprehensive reparations to Black Americans. They've established a reparations task force. This is great. So a state that has never approved of slavery, it's in its constitution. Slavery is to be outlawed. They're now going to pay for reparations to slaves. So the people of California have to pay reparations from their tax dollars to a group of people that never were slaves through a state to a state that never allowed slavery. So why are the Californians stuck paying for this? The report calls for expanded voter registration policies to hold police more accountable in cases of alleged brutality, recommends the creation of a special office that would in part help Black Americans who descended from free or enslaved Black people in the country at the end of the 19th century. So again, they were slaves in the South. The Democrats of the South are the ones that push slavery. So here's what I say. They want reparations that the Democrats should have to pay for it out of their own taxes. If they really believe this is what they should do in California, and because the Democrats are the ones that wanted slavery, they should have to pay for it, don't you think? That's simple for me. You wanted it, you sanctioned it, you need to pay for it. The report calls for expanded voter registration policies to hold police more accountable in cases of alleged brutality, recommends the creation of a special office that would in part help Black Americans who descended from free or enslaved Black people in the country at the end of the 19th century and help them become more eligible for financial restitution. The report is 500 pages long. It'll be the first government commissioned study on the harms of the African-American community since the 1968 Kerner Commission report ordered by President Johnson. I hope that this report is used not only as an education tool. I have a hard time. I have a time even reading this stuff because it's newsome stuff. I hope this report is not only an educational tool, but an organizational tool for people, not only in California, but across the U.S. Listen, let me tell you something. If you're listening across the country, you don't want to do anything like California does. Unless you want to tank your life, tank your community. People not only in California, but across the U.S. to educate the community. She said that the people not only in California, but across educate, adding that the report also highlights contributions of the African-American community and how they made the United States what it is despite ongoing oppression. Look, I have said this a million times on my show. A million times on the show. I have said that the story of Black America is not one of just slavery, which is what we lock onto. I got my black friends that agree with me 100% from a standpoint of they have overcome so much. With everything they've come out of, everything that was thrown at them, they've overcome so much. That's what we should be talking about. Not ignore slavery, don't get me wrong. But we should be talking about how they fought through, overcame, all, and where they're at today. Why not? I mean, so, well, the way to pump up young black kids is to show them where they came from and where they are today and what they've got going on in their lives today. Now, Newsom created this task force through legislation in 2020 in March to limit potential reparations to descendants or free or enslaved black people to country at the end of the 19th century than all black people, as many reparations advocates have pushed for. Moore said that the State Office of African American Freedom Affairs could help African American residents file claims and trace their lineage to prove eligibility for institutional restitution. Wow. Just amazing to me. You know, and you've got pastors and churches calling for reparations. I thought God was your sufficiency. I thought you go by the way of the Bible, the words of the Bible. Isn't God your sufficiency? The report to be released by State Department of Justice doesn't provide a comprehensive reparation plan. Lawmakers are going to take this on themselves next year. That should scare you to no end. The report's expected to lay out California's support in slavery before it was technically abolished. Right? And oppress black residents through what it says are discriminatory laws and practices in education, home ownership, employment, and courts. So here's the problem with this. It's partially a lie. California didn't support slavery. The slavery, if any slavery that was supported, it was supported towards the Asian community when they brought them over to build the railroads. You know, and there's no way to talk to anybody because they don't want to hear it. And as far as the discriminatory laws and practices in education, whose fault is that? Who did those things? Why don't you read up on Jimmy Carter? And people like, Carter wouldn't build a school for black kids on the same side of the street as white kids. Why? Because they might bump into each other. That's not a falsehood. That's a truth. The report is expected to lay out how California supported slavery and how to dole out the reparations. Now, the task force in its draft report also recommended compensating people who were forced out of their homes for construction projects such as parks and highways and general renewal. Why? If they were forced out by the government, they had to be paid by the government. Now, if the government didn't pay them, yeah, then they should get the money they should have received at the time. Really, I mean, are they going to make every wrong right? Because if they do, I want some money for the Italian people. What they were put through. They were put in internment camps, too. Can I sign up for reparations? Now, Newsom, he waves these things like a banner. Once again, California's leading the nation in a bipartisan way on issues of racial justice. Long overdue discussion that we must have, like we haven't had one. Like we're not. He thinks that we should do this across America. Every state should put the money aside for this. He's out of his mind. Look at it. You know the old, you know, every slave was supposed to be given 40 acres and a mule, right? That was what Lincoln was going to do. Do you know who stopped that? Anybody? Yeah, the Democrats stopped that. They wouldn't allow it. It's just amazing to me that they won't own their own history. Joe Mazzini, your host, Uncle Far. A lot more coming up after the break. Third hour with me. We're still going to go at it like this. You're listening to the Joe Mazzini Show on GCN Network.